Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
Top of the day to you and you and you. And I want to personally welcome you to another prophetic time in prayer. I am yours truly, prophet and teacher, Laron Matthews. Now, we're getting ready to take time to pray and believe God for so many people. The world have over 7 billion people in counting. And so there's a tremendous need for men and women of God found to be able to invade the kingdom of darkness with your work, in your word. Our intercessors that are with us today would be standing with you and you and you as we begin to go in and take authority over principalities and powers and rulers of darkness and spiritual wickedness in high places. It is our job, responsibility, and duty to take out the kingdom of darkness on behalf of the kingdom of light. We needed the intercessors, the prayer warriors, and those who are standing in the gap, as the word of God said in Matthew's 18 and 19, where there's two of us touching and agreeing and asking anything in the Father's name, it shall be done. That include you, you, and you. So everyone is needed. We all are reporting for duty in this season. You may not be a voice on the platform of the voice message or the platform of the conference line, but you are a voice of voices behind the voices. And so your presence, your strength, your level of knowledge, your wisdom is needed now. But not only is it needed, it's needed to be in agreement with the word of God, in agreement with the prayer realm, in agreement with the power of prayer, so that we can stand strong and herald the prayer into the land. The word of God says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against a principality, against a power, against rulers of darkness and spiritual wickedness, and where high places, high level places. So now we're going in to stand in the gap and believe God for men and women, family, nation, our government, so that we can win this victory that's needed right now. The mental capacity, the thoughts, the warfare is gigantuan right now. And so many people are under attack in all areas. So we're not discounting anybody. We're bringing everybody into the encounter, so we can believe God for you, your nation, your city, your town, and we're going to bombard the kingdom of darkness for the kingdom of light. Because what we're seeing right now is very important to the nation and to the world, and we need to wage total war against this strong force that's in operation, and we need your help, your prayer, your strength, and we need you now. This is the time where our duty and responsibility is going to require men and women of God that will stay in the fight, war on behalf of family. And we're taking authority over the kingdom of darkness with the word of God. Now, as our intercessors are set in place and our prayer warriors are in place, we're believing God for you. And whatever you're asking the Lord to do on your behalf, we will stand with you. And we know that you're going to stand with us because we're engaged in his presence and his power. And we believe in God for a supernatural move right now in this hour that we're in. The lines are at stake. And so many people are on the borderline between insanity, eternity, and dealing with the massacre spirit of humanity. And we have to believe God like never before and stand on the word of God. We need each other right now. No one is an island by themselves. Even though your pain told you, your hurt told you, your disappointment told you, your letdown told you, and even those who connected with you told you that too. You're not an island by yourself. If you think you're an island by yourself, you've officially been defeated, because this is going to take the power of agreement with people who you will stand with, and they will stand with you. And so we're standing together, and we're going to believe God for the victory, for the healing, for the miracle, for the signs and wonders, and for the demonstrating presence of the Lord God. The enemy always uses what's best in his arsenal, and that's consequences of our past, that's deep rejection, that's loneliness, disappointment, and self-esteem issue. Moods of the people to say, I can do this by myself, but I don't need nobody. Everybody's a hater. Nobody's with me. People don't understand me. And he isolates you to do what? To destroy you. So don't feel isolated right now. Oftentimes, what we call isolation, God is calling elevation, because he'll isolate you to elevate you. When Satan isolates you, he isolates you to destroy you, because he wants to get into your mind and make you feel as if God isn't doing anything when the Lord is doing all things. We have to work together as people in this dispensation of time. Even though the institutionalism of the Constantine Christianity and the veil systems of the world and the Nimrod teaching and the ancient mysticism have driven many people into different cataclysmic way of dealing with the spirit world, that losing time. It's more now than ever for us to engage in this fight together so that we can have total victory over what the enemy is trying to do. So our intercessors, our prayer warriors, our ministry gifts, you're very pivotal to this time, this hour, and this dispensation. Now, I said something to many people concerning prophetic events that has been going on. Most of you see what's going on in California. You're watching what's going on in the East Coast. You're seeing events in the earth realm. You've heard prophetic words that I've shared concerning the climatic shift in the earth realm, and how things are shifting more and more. We watched it. We're seeing it. Now we are at a critical place at this time, knowing that prophetic fulfillment is in effect, and everything around us is driving the people. And the mental mindset and capacity of people are being invaded. We're seeing what the shot did to many people. We see medical doctors, even themselves, are dealing with blood clots and leaving. We're seeing a fierce fight within the world right now. We're seeing injustices at every hand. We're seeing the beast coming out of people from the pill and the shot. We're watching a world that is being lost by the tragedy of false ministry, doctrine, religion, institutional, and the narrative that have been given to us. So we have to rise to the occasion right now to be able to move beyond the genre of things that have been told to us, given to us by fear and doubt and unbelief. We have to walk victoriously in this time. Now, what's about to hit us is already here. So it's getting ready to shock those who don't believe it is what it is. We're looking at it and we're viewing it, not from afar off, from right before our very eyes. We're looking at it. Now we're looking at what's going on in the upper part of the California and the major issues that are happening in the Napa Valley and all of those secret places up there. There's nothing new. Let me share something with you. Bill Gates bought a lot of land. He bought a lot of land to farm land. Farmland to prepare people to become a cattle. Many people don't know that the noble birthing people of the world is doing everything in their power. Bill Gates is a modern day Nephilim. He's operating from a demonic world. He used the art of persuasion as they did in the Garden of Eden, to try to persuade people. They just said most farmers lost over $300 million. He's a farmer. God is not going to allow anybody like Bill Gates and his noble birthing to succeed. That's why you're watching the cataclysmic events that are happening in the Napa Valley, Southern California. If you think for one time that ancient Nephilim that's operating in him and many other world leaders is going to be able to rise up, it's not. God will send utter destruction into the camps of the enemy. Now, in saying that, the cataclysmic events that you're watching, God is moving. Nature, as I talked to people on Sunday, nature is against man right now. And what you're watching is a climatic shift. Cold climates are warm climates. Warm climates are cold climates. Temperature are engaging. People's body can't make an adjustment. And Nephilim can't survive when they know that nature is in the divine will of God. Let me take you to a scripture in the book of Acts, chapter number 1. Listen to this. In the book of Acts, chapter number 1, here's what God said in these words, I quote. Now, we know the book of Acts is the book of action. The 39 books of the Old Testament is called theology. Now, the word ology is study. The gospels of what you read is called Christology, the life of Christ. That's the study of Christ. Then anything after the book of Acts is called pneumatology. That's the study of the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete. Now, Old Testament is what we call concealed, 39 books. Jesus, gospel, Yeshua HaMashiach, is what we call revealed. And then we are fulfillers. We are to fulfill what Jesus revealed from the place of concealed. And because most people are under the anesthesia of systematic theology, they can't think past any of these places into revelation. Revelation means reveal. And when you read the book of Acts and you move from the book of Acts to other books of the New Testament, you'll understand that from that place, you now have knowledge and understanding of revelation. And then all of the revelation that we can read it from theology, Christology, and pneumatology, which is the very power and expression of God through revelation. So what was actually concealed was supposed to say concealed by secret society organization, so that no one would understand the exact detail of what God wanted to reveal through his word, whether it's Arabic, Hebrew, hieroglyphic, scrolls, any other knowledge that's hidden, it will be revealed to you because it's been fulfilled through Jesus. And been revealed through him and fulfilled through us. We are the men and women of God that's supposed to fulfill what was concealed and what was revealed. But because mankind wants to stop the cerebellum, the cerebrum, and the central nervous system, which house the database of the greatest computer of the world, they gave us the cell phone. They gave us technology. So we use a computer that's controlled by a grid or by a system or a satellite. Now, when everything began to shut down, all of the technology of mankind that's on your laptop, your computer, will not be available. So therefore, what's in your brain and your mind will be important. So you have to now study the Word of God so that the knowledge can be inside you. You're the biggest computer system of the world. Look at how people fight, yell, argue, and debate over a cell phone. Look how some people can leave their phone in a church, and a church can be closed, and they'll call the deacon and the pastor, and they'll call everybody until you can get that cell phone. Look at how people fight over cell phone information and data. Look at how people, if they lose a cell phone, they literally lose their mind. Everything is handled by the cell phone. The mind is a powerful instrument against anything you have. You have to be a thinker. Dr. King said, rarely do we engage in hard, solid thinking. There's a universal quest for easy answers and half-baked solutions. Nothing confuses a man more than having to think. When you have to think, it makes you step out, and it makes you move into the revelation. It's easy to go into New Age movement, Bible studies, and it's easy to have somebody to tickle your fancy and make your flesh feel good. But when you have to go into the mind and deal with the mysteries and the secrets and the revealing things, it requires a man to understand light and how to maneuver. The brain is the database of the world. It's the grid of everything. The cerebellum and the cerebrum are the central and the hemisphere of humanity. Everything comes through that atom. Everything comes through the knowledge and the wisdom and the understanding of that area. So when you use your brain, you're using your atom. You're using your gene. You're using your genealogy. You're using the corona of the crown that carries the knowledge of the light inside you that lights up the world for your life. Psalm 119 and verse 130 said, the entrance of the word give it light. So the light of the information is critical. So let me take you a little deeper. In the book of Acts, chapter number 1, right about around verse number 6, but I would like to share from this place, let's go to verse number 2. It says, unto the day which he was taken up, after that he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles, whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after the passion by many infallible proofs, in other words, detail of records that's hidden. A lot of it is in the Vatican City, in secret vaults and 21st floors and places of that area, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the what? The kingdom of God, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which said, he, ye have heard of me. But John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. Now, listen to verse number 6. When they, therefore, were come together They asked him, saying, Lord, will thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? Now, that's the kingdom of the promise. Israel is promised. Now, verse 7, and he said unto them, it is not for you. Now, listen to this real carefully, Revelation people, knowledge scholars, theologians. I want you to hear this. And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the time or the season which the Father has put in his own power that's in us. When he said, let there be, he gave us the power. It's in us. Now, we as believers must understand that everything that's happening in the earth realm now, the Nephilim, who are hidden in human life, a clone, their plan is to strategically take out the men and the women of God. 2019 obituary year, 2021 was the year of grief, 2020 was the year of sorrow, the year of the obituary, 2019 set up, 2020, the year of the obituary. It was strategically planned, strategized. This thing didn't just happen 10 years ago, 20 years ago. It was planned years ago, even centuries ago, for this time, because they knew and they understood that something was getting ready to transfer or transcend itself in this time. So their prophetic lie, not the accuracy, came around this time. That's a determining factor. You know how you all celebrate Christmas, December 25th, and everyone knows Jesus was not born on that day, and everybody know he didn't resurrect on Easter. All of these times, it's the same thing happening now, that you have to understand what is here. And so the spirit of the Nephilim, who are fallen angels, they don't know and they cannot define the time, the season, and the hour for which God put his power in humanity to raise us up. It's many people through their structural system and control and manipulation are being deceived by what you're seeing, hearing, and we're going along, or we're being told by people who are part of secret society and control and organized. Those are the ancient noble birthing. Study the noble birthing. These are high-ranking families of the world. Bill Gates is part of that. Many other leaders are part of that. They're part of that plan to annihilate and create a genocide for the original people of God. Now, what we call original, some of us don't even understand what that is all about. But centuries, this is nothing new. That's why Dr. Fauci and the crew of all of those medical people are all part of this stream of game. He served under 7 presidents of the United States. So it shows you the strategy of how the Jesuit order operated through Nimrod, through Nephilim, are all in place. Now, you're watching what's going on in the chaotic world around the world, especially in the United States. So look at all of the land. Look at all the banking system. Look at all the things that they were doing, that plan. It's the rise and fall of the wealth in the world. It's the rise and fall of those who thought they could do what they wanted to do. You're watching it happen. Look how much he spent in Africa doing what he's doing on research and study in the term called human rights, under the term humanitarian aid. Humanitarian aid, you're aiding the death of people under humanitarian aid. Listen, these people are very wicked, demonic, and terrible people. And a lot of them are being used by modern-day people. Some people you don't even know. They're being used as wicked, demonic. And some of you don't even know. They've been sent into churches, come in subtle to cause confusion. And some people have been used, and they don't even know they've been used by this wicked, demonic system of the world to do what they're doing. So we're watching a cataclysmic showdown. Nature is in revolt against mankind. Mankind will not be able to do what they want to do. Immorality can last only so long. Morality will always dominate the present. God has plans in place far beyond man's comprehension or thinking and ability. God will literally destroy a nation, a country, and a world, and he'll raise up another one before he ever allows mankind to breach his dominant place. So many of the things you're watching today are cataclysmic showdowns because nature is not tolerating the foolishness of mankind. You're looking at the world banking system that was already told to us in 2021. I shared it with many people around the world, dates and times of events that's happened. We're looking at the East Coast temperature change. We're looking at the southern borders temperature change. We're looking at cities and towns overnight change because they knew that if the changes are made, it will be able to stop the power of those who God had ordained for such a time as this. God never changed his plan concerning Israel. He never changed his plan concerning his promise. He disciplined them, but he always brought them back to the original information and the original plan. We're watching a world that's coming together more than being divided, but it's a few, 3% of the highest level. God is showing even them that they can't do what they want to do, period. You can even watch at the highest level of government. He showed us at the beginning of the year, even on the United States House of Representatives in January 7th of 2023, exactly the foolishness of all of those people. And look at the chaos on the floor. That should have told you what the United States in America is going to deal with. If it's chaotic on the floor of a Congress, think about the chaos in the nation around us. So we're watching the events unveiling. We're looking at 1 million people coming from Ukraine into the United States. If you go to Chicago right now, over to what we call Western, over where the Henry Horner used to be and Ida B. Well and Rockwell Garden, those areas are called Ukrainian villages now. Why? Because in 2020, they prepared the hotspots. The hotspots were designed as structural areas, and they did it in the 1800s. They did it with the Tuskegee research. They did it in the 1700s. They did it years ago. Everything is repeating itself. That's why they don't want anything in the history books to be heard. That's why you have to have history in your mind so you can write it. All of these things were done based upon being able to do what? Create a genocide for communities and nations and people. Immigration was the worst thing that ever happened to us. Many people don't know it. We had the best medical doctors, the best teachers. We had the best police officers. We had the best lawyers. We had the best business people. We had all of those things. What you see in Tulsa, the Tulsa event that happened, that was nothing compared to the genocide of other cities and towns in the United States that we had. If you think the Tulsa issue of what the United States government went in and literally bombed that area, that was nothing. The vicious, diabolical spirit of a country. So when you see that, that was nothing. There was other towns and cities that were succeeding and progressing. But now the fight is on. See, what they did then, they can't do now because the power is far greater than they can imagine. See, the generation that will emerge after us will be a generation that will be able to move beyond the genre of the foolishness and the manipulation and the strategy. That's why they invested last year in dealing with many of the younger generation by saying we ran out of formula for the kids and 44% formula, because they knew the children that was born in 2020 were going to be brilliant children, and they studied it just like they studied it when back when Jesus was born and Moses was born. At the same time, if you look at when he was born, they went in and took out the males 2 years and under. The same thing Herod did. Nothing new under the sun. It's all a repeating cycle so that we can understand what is upon us. The systems of the world right now are in total revolt against the very substratum of what we're dealing with. The maps that they have created are in revolt against itself. So you watch in large cities where political leaders are in, especially black leaders are in, you're watching the fight of crime rate because they incite events in those neighborhoods, or they put leaders in there that operate in perverted background. For example, homosexual lifestyle, they operate in places that they compromise their integrity. But when you operate, when you put people in position who have power, things change. The word of God said, when the righteous is in power, the people rejoice. When the wicked is in power, the people mourn. Anytime a president could say, if you don't vote for him, you're not black, that should have told you something then. But they still voted for him. He told you. That change, that spirit of that bloodline does not change. It goes way back. It didn't change because you heard it or you were influenced. It's been here. People are not hearing because they're being controlled by another element. So the power that be and what God has for us is so far greater than the mindset. So he says it in verse number 7. And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the time or the season which the Father has put in his own power. Then if you go over to 1 Corinthians chapter number 2, verse number 8, he said, had the prince of the air knew who the Lord of glory was, they would have not crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, the king of glory, I have not seen, ear have not heard, neither have it entered into the heart of man, the thing for which God has for them that what? Have a passion and a love for him. We are in a critical state. We're in a state of an emergency, a 911. And you're watching in exit and you're watching in entrance. But the entrance is moving slow, but the exit is moving fast. Why? Because when people leave out, it's hard to come in. So when those who are exiting out, if you ever know that if it's a fire in the building, most people start running for the exit. So we have people that are exiting out because they can't deal with what God is doing. And there's an entrance being made. And so many of us, you're fighting the entrance because you're trying to deal with the exit. God is creating an exit so you can make the proper entrance. So don't run too fast. It'll be a stampede. We're watching a stampede in the earth web. And many people that are being trampled, leaders, great leaders, many people that you thought could have been somewhere, they're being stampeded because they're not allowing the proper exit to happen. God is doing something in the earth realm unprecedented of our time. We don't know it because we're so busy caught up in the religious system. If you think by any stretch of the imagination the world will go back into the church the way it was, you're badly mistaken. It will never happen again. God has established in his divine plan a plan far greater than any other plan that is or could be created. So therefore, we're watching a showdown in technology. The greatest thing that you can have in the earth realm is what Jesus did. He went by the sea and he preached. He didn't have a microphone. He didn't have a speaker. He had waves. He had frequency. The greatest power is the power of sound. He who controls your hearing controls your future. We have been dominated by a sound that's illegitimate. And people that try to pull people into a building that's not infrastructurally prepared. Your sound is the critiquing ability that will change the science, that will change the mathematics, that will change the rhythm of religion, that will change the world through the knowledge and the understanding of the mystery. Thank God for theology. Thank God for Christology. Thank God for pneumatology. Thank God for soteriology. Thank God for harshiology. Thank God for angelology, demonology. Thank God for exotology. But when you got to be prepared for phenomenology, that's the knowledge of the secrets that God wants to reveal that even the fallen angels don't even know. God wants to reveal to you everything to be able to move through this universe powerfully and limitless. That means that you will engage in the power of God. You have the power to determine time and season. You have the authority through the spirit realm to make things happen. But because the enemy continue to distract you, he distracts your spiritual contraction to deliver. If you throw off the contraction, it makes it hard for the baby to come properly. And some of us, they aborted their mission because they didn't have permission from God to move. In a time like this, we're watching a world that's creating a narrative that make it appear that it's worse off than it is. That's a lie. The power of God through men and women of God, such as yourself, the ministry, we're thriving, we're succeeding. I told people the pandemic was the greatest opportunity for mine. I went viral in a virus. So God will use us in mighty ways. Just imagine this. If the word of the Lord God said in Psalms 119:89, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven, and the word of God is a light unto our feet and a lamp unto our pathway, and the power of light operate in darkness, then there is a dark time in the land, and you are the light in the land. But the problem is the people who we think are light are actually dark. We're dealing with a dark time and people in position that does not have the power to light up anything, period. They have the title, they have positioning, but they have no power. That's why the word of the Lord God says, is not by power, nor by might, but by his spirit. His spirit is the light to the present. It's through his spirit. He said, man is forever learning, but never coming into the knowledge of the truth. Because they don't have the power to do what we can do. They don't have the influence. They don't have the authority. Everybody wants the status, but they won't follow the standard. Everybody want to be respected, but they don't want to be responsible. You're watching a world full of people that does not want to follow the sound of God. They want to follow the sensory of man. And so they're being desensitized by their own mindset. Religion is an opium to the world, Karl Marx called it, the sin of the oppressed creature, the heartless of the heartless world, the falling of the falling man. It's an opium to the world, unquote, the speech of 1844. He wrote that speech letting them know that religion institutionalized righteousness. Most people go to church religiously and they become a banner of that which they taught. So they become idol worshiping, pagan thinkers. They go along and dress for the occasion, but they never become the occasion for God. You have to be a person that understands how history is and how it's designed. Some people will just sit and watch history. Some will probably write history. And some will view, and then some will become. When you become history, you break records and the record that was. You break things that was in existence. You rewrite the narrative that we wrote inappropriately. We have the power as men and women of God to move through the strategy and move through the power of the kingdom of God far greater than the imagination of man. Know your position in the kingdom of God. Rise to the occasion now. The temperature is changing. The climate is shifting. The hemisphere, the trochosphere, the biosphere, the lithosphere, the heliosphere, all of them are in divine alignment of themselves. It's only man that's self-destructing. It's nothing else. Mankind is self-destructing. Even the animal kingdom understand the strategy. Humanity, through the fallen spirits of Nephilim, can't do anything but confuse you. We have the power and the ability through God to move to nations, countries, and places unimaginable. If you understand your frequency and your sound, and you understand who you are in the kingdom of God, and I mean actually know who you are in the kingdom of God, you don't allow the garment of man to influence you. You let the power of the authority of God to influence you, to change them. The power within you is so great, and the glory of God is so powerful for each and every one of us. We're walking and breathing and living epistles in the Word. If Paul can preach 16 different languages, flow and operate in miracles, signs, and wonder, and change the substratum of the New Testament, even the epistles, and write stories from prison and be locked in the prison cell and not locked out of his mind, and write letters that can change the dynamics of the entire world through him being in the prison system, that means jailhouse can rock then. If he can do that from the jail, that means jailhouse can rock. So there's a powerful place in history that God has for mankind in the mind, the brain, the thought, the will. We have strategies. We're strategic. We carry everything that God has given us. Genesis wasn't just written for us to have a story to just jump up and down. Genesis was written because of the gene of the Adam was prepared to understand that your 24 hours is 1,000 years to your 24 hours. So every chapter, every particular book of Genesis, when he said, let there be, it was 1,000 years to your 24 hours. So you can move and maneuver in the earth realm thousands of years down the road and thousands of years back. That's why he said, I am the Alpha and the Omega, which is Greek word, Alpha, Omega. I'm the beginning and the end, the first and the last, which was, which is, which is to become. You can move in places and things you wouldn't even imagine. Wealth would never be a problem. The problem is what's in you, an idea. They're trying to take the idea from your brain. They're trying to hide you from who you are. They're trying to move you from where you will be. They're trying to stop your inheritance and what you are heirs to, called the legacy of eternity. And you will be able to maneuver in things far greater than any man in humanity because you know who you are. When you walk in that place, no one can stop you, no matter what you do. Philip was a man of power. When they stoned him, he was even still preaching while being stoned, because what they were doing, they was killing flesh, not spirit. You have to know where you are in the kingdom of God and operate from that place. We invest in infrastructure of material things, which is good. But we need to invest in the spiritual persona, which is great. God wants his investment. He wants his power. He wants his authority to be released through us. So many of us are still fighting the institutionalism of church doctrine, things that we were told, things that came from the bloodline, the family line, the relative line, the ancient line, the slave line, the pipeline, and the list of all of the other lines that was created for. And it's hard to break rank when you're so used to being, you're so used to following the Nimrod system, the Baal system, the ancient system, and the demonic system of the world. We have to move from that and move into the power of the glory of God. There is things that the Lord is trying to do for us. Time is of the essence for some of us. Many of us, we don't have a lot of time for all of this stuff that is going on. We have to move quickly and swiftly in the Spirit of God. There's so many things that God wants to reveal to you, you and you, and it's worth it in this season. You've been waiting for your credit report to make a report to the credit that God has given you in heaven. That has nothing to do with God. That has something to do with issues that you created from your youth, from your earlier years, and even from bills that you didn't pay. And that's okay. But you have to be able to move beyond that into the power and the presence. God has so many things laid aside for you. That's why the word of God said, lay aside every weight and sin that so easily beset us and move forward. Here's he talked about it, that in Hebrews chapter number 12, when he tell us to lay aside all of that stuff. Lay aside it. Put it away. There's greater things that God wants to do through you, in you, and for you. You're needed right now. You're the mandate in the earth realm. God needs your assignment. He needs your work. He needs your work. He needs to make things happen through you, in you. That's why when he said it in his word, in I believe it's Hebrew chapter number 12, he said, wherefore, seeing we are compassed about with so great cloud of witness. Now, for somebody, they'll take it wrong, what I'm going to say. So let me read it to you slow. It said, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great cloud of witness. Now, the witness that we're talking about is simply the witness of what God has sent as forerunner. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, the Hall of Fame, all of these people who were made the Hall of Fame, Moses, understanding all of the things of the Hall of Fame. That's actually in chapter number 11. Great cloud of witness are those who are cheering us on. So when you tell people it's our ancestors, they call it, oh, you're dealing with witchcraft. No, you're dealing with colonial Bible reading system. When you deal with the etymology, you're dealing with the colonial. When you're dealing with historicity, you're dealing with spiritual events and people who have came before us and left a record for us to follow. So when he says, wherefore, seeing we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, he said, lay aside every weight and sin, because there are people who came before us that dealt with the same thing during the same time of Sodom and Gomorrah, and the same time before the flood, the same time in Eden. They have came and gone, so they're witness to where we are, so they're cheering us on. And it said, and the sin would so easily beset us, and let us run with patience. Patience have a pattern on it. The race that is set before us. Looking unto Jesus, there it is, the Jesus came, and the Latin word from the Catholic Church. They had to use translation. So you get the word Jesus. Jesus, the author and finisher of what? Our faith. Faith is a sound. He finished the frequency to bring us into eternity. He gave us access to what? The celestial realm, and the access to the celestial realm by living in the terrestrial. That's the earth, man. So we're able to have access to those places. That's where Old Testament prophets receive. New Testament, we perceive. We have to get through the filter of all of the foolishness that has been given to us by religion, by family, indoctrinated by music and the culture. We got to move beyond that so that we can go. We can move and operate in the spiritual world. Said who? The finisher. For the joy that was set before him endured the cross. The cross came by way of Constantine. With the cross was established for the crossroad. Because every time Roman defeated a city, they made a road to Rome. You get the crossroad. So when you reach the cross, that means you have to make a decision whether you're going to go right or left. That's the crossroad. Everybody has to make a decision at the crossroad of life. That's what you get to cross, the crossroad. When you get to the crossroad, you have to make a decision whether you're going to cross over or whether you're going to go right or left. And we all have to bear our own cross. And from that cross, that means we have to make a decision in our life which way we're going to go. That's the crossroad. Everyone has to bear their own crossroad. If you stand up and put your hands out to the side, your head is at the top, your body is at the bottom, your two arms are stretched out, what do you get? A cross. So your entire body is the cross. You don't have to wear a cross. You have to go to Jesus on a cross. You are a cross yourself. One of your body goes to the east, one arm goes to the west, the head goes to the north, the feet goes to the south. If you turn in the dimension, you have to create your crossroad. So at that crossroad, you have to make a choice and a decision. That's why everyone has to bear their own cross. So if your arm takes you right and your arm takes you left, you have to go. That's why you have to be careful of the arm syndrome, the feet syndrome, the head syndrome. That's why I believe someone said, don't let the right hand know what the left hand does. You have to be very careful. So when you read the word of God, read it from the revelation of where you are at. Read it from the manifestation of where you are at. Read it from the power of where it becomes. Read it from the place of the knowledge God wants you to operate in and be in a place of him. And you will understand that it's everyone that has their own crossroad. He said, and did what? He despised the shame. And did what? It sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For considering him that endured such what? Contradiction of sinners against himself. Let least ye be wearied and faint in your mind. Here it is. See, back into the mind. You have to not allow people to have access to the database of the world in your mind. Your mind is far greater than a chip. Your mind is far greater than an iPad, a computer system, a laptop. Your brain carries every part of the data greater than a Wikipedia, a dictionary, a botanica, an encyclopedia. Your brain is the information highway of eternity, and it be the information highway of the world. You see how I'm speaking and communicating to most of you all and revealing secrets and mysteries and data? Most of your minds are being rerouted, changed. I'm giving you things to think about. Some of you are writing notes and taking up information because I'm bringing you out of the institutionalism of organization into understanding the organism within you and how the body operates and how it flows and how it maneuvers and how the power of the human life is done in a creative way. Some of us didn't take biology. We took other courses. Some did not like biology because you didn't like to kill little turtles and cut up little rats. So you had a few fears in your life. Then some of you enjoy the amenities of cutting up little creatures because maybe it's your environment or where you came from. Nonetheless, that's none of my business. But what I'm saying is that you have to understand how God's plan was structurally done for mankind to bring you into knowledge unprecedented in the earth realm and in the world. There's things that God wants to reveal to you far greater than you could ever imagine and can think and to understand. That's why to really understand the mind of God, the will of God, you have to understand the three levels of life, spiritual, mental, and physical. We have to understand Genesis when he said, I am that I am, 1 and 26. We have to understand that the body is consisted of 206 bones, 2 eyes, 2 ears, 1 nose, 1 mouth, 2 feet, 2 legs, 2 hands, 10 fingers, 10 toes. Every part of the body has a job to function in, Genesis 2 and 7. We must deal with the spirit. The mind is the control center that causes the body to function. The mind is the bridge that connects the spirit and the body, Genesis 2 and 7. Man was created as a masterpiece from God through the sound will and greatness of God, through his power. That's why he said in his word, Isaiah 26 and 3, he said, I will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him. That's why 2 Corinthians 3 and 18, we must see the inner image of God through the spirit alive of God, through the bloodline of Abraham. We have to understand the structure and the plan of God for our life. We have the innate ability to move in places in God that move him. Every part of God is in us. Everywhere we move, it's God in us. That's why we have to understand, don't let man control your style. You control your style, and God will deal with you greatly. He will tell you where to move, how to move, when to move, when not to move. Let his perfect will be done. Most prophets who are operating in the spiritual realm right now, they're on literally suicidal watch, because what's inside them is so powerful and so great. They're warring against their very organs. They have to say things that will literally contradict what they feel and what's been told to them. You have to be very, very careful in this dispensation of time, because you're a representative of eternity and you're a carrier of a sound in humanity. So God is just making an adjustment and tweaking some of us so we'll be able to move. When we even read the word of the Lord God and understand how the word of God, when we receive the word, the Bible is full of information. The Bible has 3,566,480 letters, 810,697 words, 811,176 verses, 1,198 chapters, 66 books, 2 covenant, 2 baptism, 2 volumes, 39 Old Testament, 27 New Testament. The word of God occurred 1,855 times. You have to understand how the Holy Spirit is designed by the presence of God. Understand the word of God. It's such great mysteries that come from the Bible that will open you up. You got to be careful that a miserable person don't teach you the mystery, because if they teach you the mystery, then they'll bring misery to your purpose. You have to have somebody that will engage you into the knowledge of what the anointing is. It's a smearing power of God, the glory of God within. You have to know the power of God in you and through you. We're walking, breathing, and living in the greatest times of our life, but the darkest moment for our enemy. That's why they're trying to scare you. Let me say this again. We're living in the greatest time of our life, but the darkest time for our enemy. Isn't it interesting? The world is full of gross darkness, so that means the enemy is in trouble. He's in the darkness. They need us. So that's why there's certain people want to keep us from knowing the light that's in you. You are the light of the world. You are that light within the light. You're the greatest avenue of any. That's why people around us seek us out. You know inside you is an enemy in eternity. Enemy. Your enemy, enemy is next to your eternity. If you deal with you, eternity will respond to your enemy, and your exit out will be far greater than your interest, because you will be able to control who you are and what you are. I started teaching on warfare and love affair. There are many people are in warfare because they're connected to love affairs. They love things that are not fair to God, called in warfare in their lives. So when you fall in love with love affair of things, you fall out of love with God the King. So most people that are in warfare is battling with love affair. They choosing things over the power and presence. Some people like material things, materialistic things. Flesh is a monster to the mindset and the power of greatness. Then when we find out in our latter years where we at, we deal with consequential things. So most people are dealing with consequential things, but the fight is the consequential thought. The thought of the consequences of our past. Now, the enemy come in and try to make you outbid yourself because you're worrying about what you did in your past. Those are consequences thoughts. And you have you sitting down in your house, in your car, driving, thinking about things in your life. It's called a flashback. You can't change those things. Some of you try to pray them away. No, you got to be mature enough to grow and develop and know that they were there. It's experiences over the foolishness of the microwave mindset of people. Your anointed cost you something, and people will seek you out. And they're seeking many of us out because of the knowledge, the wisdom, and the creativity of God. Know who you are in God and know the power and the innate ability that you are. Prepare for prophetic triumph. God is going to let us triumph over these things. Some of us, we're going to watch the rise and fall of many people who were in revolt against the things of God. And it's not the people you're talking about. God winks his eyes at some of that foolishness. We're talking about the highest level and the highest ranking of people in the world, political leaders, world leaders, even the Nephilim, Bill Gates. Oh, yeah, he's a Nephilim, all right? He's been totally controlled. Even if you look at his walk, look at his demeanor. Let me pause here. Have any of you ever stopped and looked at a person and you look him in the eye? The eye is the center of the world. It's the pineal gland. You can look into the eye and you can tell the world of a person. And when you watch them, you can know the ancient spirit of deity. You can literally see a Nephilim in a human life. You can literally see a reptilian presence in them and how they operate, because those spirits are so wicked, they fear you. You carry faith, and they operate in demonic forces. Because when you show up, they know their fate because of your faith. They know when you show up, fear will grip them to the highest level. They know that when you operate in the spirit of God, they're intimidated because they know that you have replaced them. You're just a little lower than an angel. And so the power that's in you is far greater than what's in them. The word of God said, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. If you open your mouth, demonic powers have to obey the frequency of who you are. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against a prince in a place, principality, a power, a ruler of darkness in a spiritual wickedness in high places. You have to know the presence of God in you. And you have to understand where you are in God. And when you do that, there's no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. Now notice, no weapon that is formed against us. It doesn't mean it won't come, but it won't form. Jeremiah explained that through the word of God in chapter 1 of Jeremiah. When God told him, Jeremiah, I knew you before I form you in the womb, and before you came out, I sanctified you, set you apart, and made you a prophet unto the nation. So Jeremiah was already a prophet unto the nation. He had to just get an image of the nation God had. That's where you get imagination. He was already a prophet. So he told God, I'm a child. I'm a little child. He said, say that you're a child. When he put his hand on his mouth, he gave him the image. He took the nation. When God gives you an image, you could take the nation. You already a nation. You just got to know your image. And a lot of people don't know their image because they're in a crisis. That's where you get all of these identities, pervertedness, people making bad decisions. Know the image. You already have a nation on the way. And then you move in the image of a nation, imagination. Take that, run with it. You shouldn't be poor. You shouldn't be broken. You shouldn't be destitute. You shouldn't be sick. Go into your image and watch what your body accrete from a nation. I remember in 2010 when I went through one of the most horrendous times of my life. I was sick, unto death, actually, had walking pneumonia. Everything that was coming out of me was spitting up black. The green turned to black. So everything I was coughing up in the bathroom was total black at the edge. My heart was working at 18%. I had to tap into a presence of God. Was going through some difficult times in my life. Didn't even know that where I was at, I was breathing in fumes, taking in all of these fumes from whatever this little machine was, and I was breathing it in all the time, and it was going into my lungs, killing me. Look at the recovery of God. God can do anything. You have your testimony, too. You have a thing that God has did for you. Those are just one of the examples of the image. Tap into your image and create your nation. The medical profession is what it is, psychotropic medication. The job is to medicate you. God's job is to reverse you from whatever it is. You're his image. You're in his likeness. You're his power source. Your body is a divine messenger. It's not a mess. It's a messenger. You can speak to the parts of your body and create healing. Do you know most people who are actually sick have predicted their own sickness? Your sound understands your mountain. You have a mountain inside you. Your body understands your frequency. I said that I would never be broke another day in my life. I meant it. God kept the word. I'm not going to be sick. I meant it because I knew my word. You have to know what you know about yourself. You have to understand. I was 18 years old dealing with world leaders, and they made an offer to me that I thought I couldn't refuse. And even one of them said something to me that was quite funny, but I didn't understand it. You know what I told them? I said, before I'm 50 years old, I'll be a doctor. Well, before I arrived 50, I was a doctor. See, you have to understand you can speak to things you wouldn't even imagine. When people consider you ADHD, then God would consider you ABCD, EFG, HIJ, KLMNOP, QRSP, UV, WXYZ. And then he would take you off the grid and you would no longer become an alphabet. You'll become a present. So you have to know when people have discounted you, God have counted you in. So you have to know your value in the kingdom of God and the power for what you carry. I learned not to argue with people over spiritual things. The influence of the way you walk, breathe, and live will change the outcome of an argument wasting your time, debating over a subject matter that they have we don't even understand and they've been taught by somebody. The knowledge from a university will never give you the power and the knowledge of eternity. You'll learn the systematic ways. You'll get it. You'll gather the data. You'll understand it. But when you tap into the presence of God, then that's a whole nother trajectory to open you up for things, wisdom, knowledge greater than the mind can imagine. So when we move to understand God, we move to understand who we are. If you ever want to meet God, meet yourself. When you actually met yourself, you met God because he's in you. When you actually step out, you stepped out into who you are in the creative plan of God for your life. I don't worry about what people say, do, or think. That doesn't bother me anymore. I had to graduate from people who are flawed. That means they haven't examined themselves. When you examine yourself, you move into another place. David said in Psalm 139 and 24, he says, search me, O God. Know me, try me, and see if there be any wicked ways in me, and lead me to life everlasting. I've learned that the examination is not who people told you and the table you own, but the examination is in a quiet time of intercession with God, and he'll do everything you need him to do from the head to the toe, the power. So do not mistake it, the presence of darkness as an absence of God. Absolutely not. God allowed darkness to exist so you can light up. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, I quote, he said, what lies behind us and what lies before us are small compared to what lies within us. Greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. You're the carrier of a vault that carries every part of the human life. I'll end on this. When God told the angels in heaven, let us make man in our image and after our likeness, he told that to the devil too. He was Lucifer. He told those to the fallen angel. He told those to the Nephilim. So when they come after you, remind them of what God created you. You watch me be created. I'm in your image, so I have just as much power as you. Because if God created me in the image and after his likeness, why are you jealous, Nephilim? Because I'm in the likeness of God. He created me in the image and after his likeness. Just because you don't like him, that don't mean I'm not going to serve him. I can preach from there. Just because you don't like them, that doesn't mean I'm not going to serve them. Just because you watch me be created and I'm in his image and after his likeness, that don't mean I'm not going to serve him. Just because you made me make a decision from my free will, that doesn't mean I'm not going to serve him. Just because you did what you did and you'll never have eternal life, I'm still going to serve him. Just because you feel what someone has done to me, the bad relationship, the drugs I took, the issues I made, the heartaches I went through, that doesn't mean I'm not going to serve him. Just because you come and think you can do what you want to do, I come in the volume of the book. Just because you think you have the answer to my life, but you only have the answer to my flesh. You can't bring me nothing spiritual, so you bring me something material. My body is not designed for material. My body is designed for eternal. I'm an eternal being. So just because you come one way and another way and another way, I'm still going to serve God in all ways, and I'm still going to trust him in everything that I do. So when you serve the enemy, notice, you serve the enemy power. What did the word of the Lord God say? I believe it's in the word of God from Psalm 37 and 23. He explained it specifically in detail for mankind to understand the power and the glory of who you are in God and the thing that you are to God. Listen to this. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his ways. I order you, Satan, to step back. You're not on my menu any longer. Touch two people, say, I order the enemy to step back. He's not on your menu any longer. When he's not on your menu, you don't even have to go to his restaurant. When he's not on your menu, he's not even allowed into your restaurant. And you don't need a tip because he hasn't paid the price. You are anointed to do what you are in the kingdom of God. You've been prepped for 2023. There was no other time in history that you were supposed to be here. God prepped you for this dispensation of time. And there was no other time in the history of the earth, man, that you were not supposed to. If that's the case, you should have been dead selling drugs. You should have been dead on that street. You should have been dead in that abuse. You should have been lost your mind in that crazy stuff. You shouldn't. I'm going down your resume. Give me a few minutes. I'll ring your doorbell. I ain't talking about you in them houses and the stuff you didn't did. Oh, you didn't did some stuff. So if he didn't kill you then, he can't kill you in the den. Daniel survived that. That was the animal kingdom. Isn't that interesting? He was locked in the lion den. The lions are known as the king of the jungle. So if you can survive the king of the jungle, you can survive the gorillas of life. You can survive the beast, the dragon. You can survive all of those things. David was able to take out the bear, and then he was able to take out the lion, and then he was able to take out Nephilim, those are the ancient spirits. You have to know your position in the kingdom of God. And then he still had a heart after God. Look at that. He said, David was a man after my own heart. So God was a cardiologist. He already studied David's heart before David even messed up in his heart. So you have to know the power that you carry in the kingdom of God. It's a powerful time to know who you are. It's a powerful time to waste time with people who want your body and not your mind, who want your money and not your value, who want your ideas but don't carry your philosophy, who hang with you for fun but can't even pay for the plane ticket you ride on. It's interesting how people will follow you, but they will hate you. And you are a cure for their curse, and they're trying to curse your purpose. And they can't curse your purpose, but you're still a cure for their issue. And you don't put a Band-Aid on them. You take them into the operating room, and you teach them the word of God, and you go through each step of the fivefold ministry. You give them the apostle, that's the chief physician. You give them the prophet, that's the person that comes in, and you give them the order. They put your gloves on. You give them the evangelist. They take them under the anesthesia. You give them the pastoral. Somebody watch the clock and look at them and say, time to go. And then you have the teacher that tell you every tool you need so you can do the proper operation. And then when you come from under the knife, you have the family that watch you in the room next door. And then you have those who hate you in the waiting room waiting for the results of your autopsy. But I want somebody to know the enemy have lost again. You're in a very powerful place. Stay in that season. Prepare for something great. God has his hand on you. And when he has his hand on you, he has his hand on your purpose. From Genesis to Exodus, to Leviticus, to Numbers, to Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel, 1 Kings, 2 Kings, 1 Chronicles, 2 Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Songs of Solomon, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentation, Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1 Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians, 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrew, James, 1 Peter, 2 Peter, 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, Jude, and Revelation. You'll be able to understand how God want to direct your path and give you a revelation from all of those books. Study to show yourself approved unto God, that you are a workman that needed not be ashamed. You're just here to rightly divide the word of truth. Carry the word of God in you. Don't lose sight of your vision. Don't give your sight away to anybody else who don't wear your eyeglass size. Continue to stay strong in God. You may be nearsighted. You may be farsighted. But I guarantee you stay in sight. If you stay in sight, God will cover all sights for your life. And he'll protect you from anything that will try to stop your purpose and your destiny on today. Amen. All right, thanks to God. That was a blessing. That's Bible class for today. A teaching for you. Write it. Go back and copy it. Go back to the Blog Talk Radio and get a copy of this word of God that's been taught today. 1 hour Bible study just to teach you, to bring you to understanding. Bill Gates can't win. The noble person can't dominate. The Senate doesn't have the power. Congress can't do anything. They fight like little cats. And everybody else, they're just flowing and going along with the routine. The Center for Demon Control, Disease Control, and the World Health Organization, Health Organization, they can't determine anything. Their statistics is so far off, it's a shame to even say. They lying to themselves because they're in a fantasy world. So only thing that will survive is those that are in the Word and are the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And in the beginning, so you are the Word, and everything about the Word is the Word, and handle the Word correctly. Don't mishandle yourself when you are the Word from the Lord. There is a Word from the Lord for the Word of God. Amen. All right, intercessors and prayer warriors, this is another week I gave you a break. Just did some teaching and sharing with you all and blessing you. This is what I'm going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial, and we're going to come back, and we'll open up the line for anybody to have a question or a comment. Now, last week I made it clear what a question is and a comment and a statement. So don't lose yourself. You can, and if you have a praise report, you can ask that. If you have something you need clarity in, you can ask that as well. Administrator Brian, would you bring our commercials in, and we'll be right back.
It's a celebration. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries. 20th year church celebration. It happens March 31st through April 2nd, 2023. You don't want to miss it. It kicks off Friday night, March 31st at 7 p.m. with Bishop Terrence L. Cooper Sr.
Christ Temple True Holiness Church of Gary, Indiana.
Saturday, April 1st at 10 a.m.
with Prophet Jermone Durant, Senior Pastor, Kingdom Makeover Ministries, Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Friday night service and the Saturday morning worship will be held at RFPIM, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois.
Saturday night, it's a black tie gala honoring Dr. LaRon Matthews, special guest, national recording artist, Paul Porter, evangelist Natalie Caldwell Kirkpatrick. This will take place at Antora Banquets and Catering, 1112 U.S. Highway 41, Shearville, Indiana, beginning at 6 p.m. until midnight. Your tickets are $70 for adults, $30 for children. $70 for adults, $30 for children. The best tickets you'll ever buy. Sunday morning, the 11 a.m. service will resume at RFPIM, 231 East 146th Street in Harvey, Illinois. Dr. LaRon Matthews is senior pastor.
For more info, call 708-825-1988, 877-912-2027, or see any member of the RFPIM team.
March 31st through April 2nd, the 20th church anniversary of Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry. Get your tickets now and be there.
Dr. LaRon Matthews would like to personally invite you to join Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries and LaRon Matthews Ministries for their weekly services as follows. Sunday morning, 7:30 a.m., it's Facebook Live.
Find the broadcast on LaRon Matthews Facebook page.
11 a.m., in-person and virtual worship experience. at 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Tuesday night, 7 p.m. A powerful prophetic teaching in person and virtual.
Find this broadcast on the RFPIM Facebook page.
Dr. LaRon Matthews is also a licensed Christian counselor and life coach. If you desire counseling, please feel free to contact the office at 708-825-1988 or 877-912-2027. For rates and available times, to receive more about the ministry, you can visit the ministry website at www.werestoreyou.org.
That's www.werestoreyou.org.
God bless you. Join Prophet LaRon Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to LaRon Matthews on Facebook and LaRon Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD. Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy. Coming soon.
Coming soon. Coming soon.
Amen. God bless everybody. We bless you all on today, and I thank God for you all. And if you're in the Chicagoland area, every Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., if you want to join our team of intercessors and prayer warriors in our sanctuary from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., you can join them. Just go by the church and go in there and enjoy the awesome time. We have Elder Samuel Hunter there and Prophetess Tracy Pollard, some of the other leaders that drive by, and just get into the atmosphere of prayer. You'll be able to enjoy the atmosphere then, listen to the live at 12 noon and get into the spirit of prayer and even some of the teaching and be able to have prayer and somebody to pray with you. We always are available for the men and women of God of the community, the local area there. We believe that Harvey is a harvest. And we're there to bring the harvest alive and harvest for his people. So we thank God for you on today. All right, Jonathan, in our service Sunday morning, 7:30. I love teaching our virtual family members and those that were listening in. Now, I'm going to do this today so some people can understand. Yesterday, we did not do our Bible class, so I did it today for you all, okay? I'll jump on my Facebook later today. I assure you I will. I'll jump on Facebook today, and we'll do a little teaching and prophetic time with the people. So you'll just look for me on Facebook and just jump on that maybe and call it a 911 or something and just release the word to some of you all on today. But it'll be a blessing. But I hope the word of God today was very, very teachable for you, inspired, and the word of God came alive for some of you on today. All right, bless you on today. Thank God for our Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry family. We bless the Lord for you. I hope to see some of you, many of you at our conference 2023, our church 20-year celebration. Please purchase your tickets at $70. We're looking to see you in there dressed for the occasion. I'm looking forward to the powerful men and women of God that are coming to be in the presence of the Lord. So we're looking for a great time in the Lord and you all being there. All right, get your tickets today. Purchase it. For more information, call our office number, 877-912-2027. Or you can inbox one of those kingdom leaders that follow us on a social platform and purchase a ticket from them or someone from our local church. Amen. We want you to be blessed, and we want you to purchase a ticket for our Black Tie Affair. We're dressing for the occasion. It's going to be awesome, and we're looking for the greater. All right, anyone have a question comma, statement, comma, comment, comma, and or praise report. If you have any of those there, I want to give you an opportunity to hit star 6 on your phone and come in at this time. Amen. Any of you have any of those areas, we will, we didn't pray for some of the people, so you want to come in a little bit. Just drop a quick prayer on your tour as well. But anybody have any of those their comments, question, comment, statement, praise report, excuse me, we're going to do that right now. All right, we want to give you an opportunity right now. It starts 6 and coming. Anyone have any question, comments, or statements?
Amen. God bless you, Prophet. This is Denise. How are you?
Good. Sister Denise, praise. God bless you on today.
Thank God. Thank you. And everybody that's listening, I thank God for today. And I just have a statement and then a praise report, I'll say. My statement is thank God for your teaching. And the more you were teaching, the timing that we are in, everything you teach and making more sense of where we're going. I thank God. My either statement or praise report is listening to your teaching more about going to God for yourself. Help me to grow in this area. I thank God for causing me to follow instructions and say, okay, God, because as you teach, a lot of us are used to a certain way, and God is trying to show us the right way. And there's so much going on in the world that everything you're saying and sharing is lining up. It makes sense. And you are someone we should follow as our leader because of what's going on in the world. So I thank you for everything, even your knowledge of what you know. It's just amazing. I'm just grateful to be a part of your ministry now, and thank God for you, and I thank God for encouraging you even right through all of this, and the fact that we said when the righteous are in authority, we all want to connect with God because he has more power than any and all these spirits in the earth realm. So I just thank God for what is going on right now, and I just pray I stay focused, or we all stay focused, and seek the Lord for all the answers that we need so we can grow and be led by his spirit. So I thank God for you. Amen.
Amen. Bless you on today. Thank you.
Amen.
Anyone else today? Hallelujah. All righty. Well, I thank God for today. We thank God for our ministry, a local church over there. Thank God for Elder Hunter. Bless you on that, man of God. And Tracy Pollard over there. Bless you all over there. We thank God for your faithfulness over there and all that you guys are doing in the sanctuary. It's a blessing to see what he's doing, how he's doing it, the way he's doing it, the direction in which he's doing it in. I am thanking God for the great and mighty things that the Lord is doing in you all and for you all. Over there, already prophetic voices. Do any of our prophetic leaders have something they would like to say prophetically to the people of God that the Lord has given you all? I want to give you the opportunity to do that as well. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Prophet. God bless everyone on the line.
God bless
today.
You,
Lord God. Amen. And I hear the Lord saying for us to stay tapped in. Stay tapped into. In order for us to win, his children have to stay tapped in. Stay tapped into what? Stay tapped into his presence. Stay connected to the vine. Stay on the right side of the line and stay on the winning team. Because as long as we stay on the winning team and we keep pressing in to the things of God, he's going to pour out on us all the more. He's going to strengthen us in this hour. And it was already a fixed fight. So we got to win if we stay on the winning team. Amen. God bless you all and love you.
Amen. Thank you, woman of God. We appreciate it. We receive it, the word of the Lord, from you on today. Amen. Thank God for Dr. Liz Tracy Pallett. Bless you on this day. All right. Great minds of the people of God. Don't forget to, like I said, join us as we share the word of God to the lives of many people. Just bless the Lord for all that he's doing and allowing us to do. Just bless the Lord for each and every one of you all on today. And stay in that faithful place of God and in that place where his word keeps us and sustains us. And it's the power of the strength. Don't forget to join Mother Thelma Sidney and myself on tomorrow morning, 5 a.m. Man, we have a great time in the Lord and in that atmosphere of the blessings and the things that he's doing. So join us for the prayer time. We enjoy sharing and blessing God's people with so much that will help them grow, that will help them develop, help them mature, and the things of the kingdom. So we appreciate you all for all that. Appreciate those who are listening in and following us and receiving. Because it's a time where we need that word. I'm telling you, that word is, the word of God is changing the lives of so many people. And I love to hear when God's word is changing our lives and delivering his people from all that is going on. So we thank God for each and every one of you all that are connected to us and following us on the social media platform on today. Amen. All right. Once again, we're looking forward to the 20th year celebration. Looking forward to seeing so many of you with us and for the service. It's going to be a great time in the Lord. And I'm looking to embellish the conversation with some of you all and connect with you all and all that the Lord is doing for you all on today. We honor God for today. Those from different parts of the United States and of America, we appreciate you being with us. Now, if you want to be a blessing to this ministry, you can do that as well by going over to our website. Our website is werestoreyou.org. Click on the donation button and there, and it'll take you right in where you can be a blessing. Or you can go to Cash App and Money Sign, RFPIM, Cash App Money Sign, RFPIM. Or you can do it via Zelle at werestoreyou, the letter U, at yahoo.com. That's where we store you, letter U, at yahoo.com. And be a blessing. We thank you all in advance for your seed that you sown into the ministry in advance. We bless the Lord as well for you. All right. Elder Hunter, do you have anything that you want to release to the people of God over there?
Not at this time, Prophet. Thank you. God bless.
God bless you too, Elder. Amen. All right, thanks to God. We appreciate you once again, and thank God for you. God bless you, Pastor Walinda Brown, on today. May the Lord continue to bless you, woman of God. Thank you, Evangelist Mary Teasley, in position and place. God bless you, Prophetess Downey. Bless you on today for being in position and place. Bless you on today, Prophetess of the Lord and and Elder Hunter. For those who are going to be praying and positioning themselves, we bless the Lord for each and every one of you all on today. Our team was in place and in position to release the oil of the Word of God. And that's what I love about the team that God has put together throughout the United States to come and bless God's people. Bless you over there, Team Virginia, Team Alabama, Team Texas, Team Wisconsin, Team Minnesota, Team Indiana, Team Michigan, Team Ohio, Team New Jersey, Team New York, Team Florida, Team North Carolina, Team South Carolina. Thank God for the Team Georgia, Team Mississippi, Team Tennessee. Thank God for Team Nevada, Team California. Thank God for Team Washington, Team Maryland, Team New York, Team Pennsylvania, Team Missouri. Thank God for all of those awesome teams that connected with us. Thank you, Team South Dakota, North Dakota, Team Hawaii, Team Alaska. Bless you all as well. Thank you for being with us. Team Vermont, Team Delaware, Team Massachusetts, Team Connecticut, Team New Hampshire. Thank you all for your support, your prayers, and your lifting us up. Team Arkansas, Team Arizona, Team New Mexico, Team Colorado. Thank you all for your prayers, strength, and your help along the way. Y'all, great team. Amen. Apostle Murray Simmons, you're a bad man. We bless the Lord for Restoration Truth Ministry, Hampton, Newport News, and Prophetess Eugenie Simmons, Hampton, Newport News. We love you all, y'all powerful people there. Restoration Truth Ministry there. We're excited about the power of what God is doing with you all and for you all there. God, for you all. Prophetess Toya, we're going to bring you out of that shell, woman of God, there. You're coming out. The oil on you is needed in this season. Mighty woman of God, we bless the Lord for you all there as well. Amen. Thanking God for the team of the team. Amen. Great, great, powerful gift. Bless you on today, Sister Marjorie. We thank God for you as well on today, mighty woman of God. We bless God for you. Thank God for you as well. All of the oil-carrying saints, amen. Thank God for your assignment and what you are doing for the body of Christ. Thank God you're just blessing so many hearts, so many minds, so many spirits, and so many of God's people. We bless the Lord for you. Great kingdom leader, Mary Teasley, we bless the Lord for the shofar frequency that God has you in, and you're taking it to the next height and dimension and bringing all those other powerful shofar people in. We bless the Lord for the greatness on you and the work that you're doing. Woman of God, we are celebrating your great, powerful projects that God is doing in you and through you. And today, bless the Lord for you. Amen. Bless the Lord for our other powerful business people. for, Evangelist Marshall. Bless the Lord for your project you're doing. Bless the Lord for those books that are coming out of the belly of the men and women of God. Thank God for Lifestyle Hair Salon. Prophetess Tina Rice. Bless the Lord for all of you powerful, invested people of God in the kingdom of God. Oh, man, y'all ain't seen nothing yet. The book, oh, my God, I'm so excited now. I'm so excited. But it's on its way. It's on its way. All right, Administrator Rita Bryant, are you still with us? Hallelujah. She might have reached out to me while I was teaching on today. We thank God for us. She's got a hand on a lot of little projects for us now. All right, those of you who are fasting with us, continue to keep staying in that place of your fasting and prayer. We appreciate you on today. And thank God for all of the powerful oil on your life and all of the ones who are carriers of the oil in their spirit and in their belly. All right, third week coming up. Great men and women of God sharing the word of God. If you haven't heard them, join them 5 a.m. for the word of God. It's going to be a blessing to you, you and you on this day. The word of God says in Psalm 50 and 5, gather my saints unto me, those who have made covenant with us. We thank God for those who have covenant with us as we share the word of God around the world. Continue to stay in that place. Bless you, Mother Thelma Sydney. We bless the Lord for her on today. Prayer warrior, intercessors, and governmental agent, bless you as well on this powerful day in the Lord. Hang in there, saints. You ain't seen nothing yet what God is doing for his people. All right. You all be blessed on today. Stay in that mighty place of God. And you intercessors who are terrorizing the kingdom of God with your frequency and sound, we thank God for you on today. We appreciate you more and more for all that he's doing. The room for the hotel, so go ahead and do that now. It's time to do that. You got time to counsel if you have to, but I think it's the 17th. You got between now and the 17th to do that. Amen. All right, Mr. Bryant.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Any final words over there, woman of God?
I think you covered everything, man of God. I apologize for being absent. But I think you covered everything. The 17th is the final date to book your hotel. And if you want to purchase an ad to show love to the man of God and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry for 20 years, please give us a call, 877-912-2027. You can text us at 334-440-6152. The final date to do that is on the 20th of this month to get your ads in. So we can get them to the printer and get them printed in. It's the 20th of this month, the final day to do so.
All right. Get your ad in from the ad book. So we're looking forward to that as well. Excitement, as I told you, Lydia, the excitement is in the air for what the Lord is doing. All right, Evangelist Gwen Marshall. What is the Lord saying, Evangelist, in the cut? Hallelujah.
God bless you all. God bless you, Prophet. To the kingdom builders, leaders of the line, I'll just say that we just have to make sure that our mindset is kingdom ready I don't want to say too much because the fourth Monday, God is dealing with me on kingdom versus church. So we move it into the kingdom. It's a movement. It's a mindset. And there's so much to it. It's not just a cliche, something that sounds big and good. The kingdom is us. And it's time for us to take our place and position and authority to walk in that. And I'll just leave that right there. Because when our mind changed, the movement changed, and he's just been dealing with me. But looking at, you know, it's time to, history is history, meaning we are history. Like you said, we are the history makers now. We are the game changers now. And so people got to stop looking all the way back. I don't know if I'm paraphrasing it right, but, you know, everybody keep going back to the generals. You know, Catherine Kuhlman and all of them. We history. We the history now. So God is positioning us to be the ones that our children and the legacy go back. They don't have to go all the way back to the 1800s and the 1900s. You know, it's us. So it's time for us to step up to the plate, and we're getting ready to be the kingdom movement maneuvers for the mission that God has for this movement in this time. I mute my mic. I need to be quiet. God bless you, Prophet. Thank you for allowing me to speak.
Amen. And that is so true right now. Many people are stuck in a moment, and they get lost from the movement. If you get stuck in a moment, you get lost from the movement. And that is what God do not want people to do. You get stuck in a moment, you get lost to the movement. And the believers have to understand, when I share with Drabby with the prophet today, I'm going to deal with, don't get stuck in a moment, stay in the movement, because there's momentum in that. And when people get stuck in a moment, they can never grow and develop. That's why the enemy targets them into going into other things, because they got stuck. We got stuck in Pentecostalism, and we never moved past the Pentecostalism. So everybody went from speaking in tongues to cursing each other out. So you have to be able to, it's a greater level that God, dimension that he's trying to take us into, to move and to flow. When that was all part of people and languages from all around the world. And if you read it, that's what it was talking about. People from languages all around the world in one accord. And so we have to understand what God is saying to us about this word. That's a translation of the word of God. Not infallible, but a translation. It's translation of the word of God. And so hang in there. Follow the Lord. Stay in that place. Amen. Don't try to take the spotlight. Just be a light in the spot. You'll be okay. And it will be done in your life and for your life. Amen. Thank God for you on this day for the mighty wind of God. Please share the flyer on your page, if you would, about the 20th year celebration. If you have tickets, please purchase your tickets as well. We hope everybody is selling the tickets as well for the celebration 2023, March 31st, Friday night, Saturday, April the 1st, banquet, black tie affair. It's going to be epic, and it's going to be great. And I am looking forward to seeing you and you and you in the place and in the atmosphere of change. It's going to be great. So I thank God for all that the Lord is doing for his people on today. Amen. Love you all. Thank you, God. All right, prophetess of the Lord, we bless the Lord for you. I don't know if she's available. Prophetess Toya, are you available? Prophetess Rice, Are you available?
Yes, sir. Blessings to you, Prophet, and to people of God. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Prophet, for the opportunity to allow me to speak. You're right. I do need to come on my shell. But I thank God. God did give me a word. As each day I dialogue with my sister, she even had a word to give. I wish she can get on the line and even say something here and there. But first, we shall repent and obey God. But what's needed is clean hands and pure hearts. Every time I see hear that, I want to tear up every time I hear that. I began to dialogue with my sister, and we always say, what's God saying in this hour to you? What's God is saying? And she was saying that he said the power source is shifting. The power I place in you is mine. He said, I give and take it away. No man can shut doors. I do. I am the divine light that goes before darkness. That's what the Lord gave her at the time when we were dialoguing. But then I began to see in the realm of the spirit, I seen the frequency waves come out the mouth of the people, the saints of God, who walk in.
Say that again. Say that one more time. I want to make sure.
I said I seen in the spirit, in the realm of the spirit, that strong frequency waves. That's what I see. I know we can't see sound, but that's why I see the waves coming out the mouth of the saints of God when they're speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And these people, the saints of God, they walk in the spirit and truth. The spirit of the Lord began to speak to me. He said, healing power to make well. He said, the healing power to make well. He said, restoration power to make new. He said, he will transform us to reform the people. So then in return, they will transform and reform people. He said, that's what it is to make disciples and to win souls. Then I began to see different fellowship names. And I hear people saying, like, this is who I am. You know, I'm a child of God. I'm this. And you see the fellowship names going across, you know, like some fellowship names maybe say life in Christ. But the Spirit of the Lord said we must truly be who we say we are. He said we're held accountable for that. So we have to, when we speak, it's no longer speaking, we have to show it, you know, be doers of the word and hearers and doers, you know, we have to do it. That's what he's saying. We're held accountable for that. But God loves us immensely. He said he loves us immensely. He said he doesn't lead us beside the still waters for nothing. He said, for still waters do run deep, and he was calling them to deep in his hour. He's calling them to deep. He said we're ready for the uncommon supernatural blessings are upon us. I thank God for that. I receive that word from the Lord. And then who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that have clean hands and a pure heart. We have to have clean hands and pure hearts. No, there's no other way. We can't, you know, because it's about the souls of the people. That's what all the setup is about. Satan wants the souls of the people. He wants to destroy it, God, but God wants them and to restore them, and that's what we're here for. He who have lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek our faith, O Jacob. See, Lord, that's Psalms 24:3-6. So may God have a blessing to the hearing and the reading of his word. Thank you, Prophet, for allowing me to speak at this time. Thank you.
Amen. That was powerful. Powerful and precise and accurate. Because I was telling the church, our church last night, we have to repent. People got to come get this thing right with the Lord. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's right there. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that is good. Hallelujah. That's a powerful position to be in. Powerful in the kingdom. Amen. So thank you, woman of God, for releasing that word from the Lord to us. Amen. Thank you. Releasing it to us. We appreciate you on today.
Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. All right.
Hello. Phenomenal afternoon, Prophet, and to all the other kingdom leaders. Minister Aretha Bryan and this Prophetess Rice. The Lord has been speaking to me about rocks, and he said there's peace in rocky situations, and we're not looking at rocks the way he intended rocks to be looked at. We're running and ducking and dodging the rocks instead of catching the rocks and using them as weapons, as David used as weapons when he went against the Philistines. When we catch the rocks, those rocks are in turn to be looked at as peace, his strength, him being solid within us. And he had me in Psalms 91 and 10 and 11. He said, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. And if we stay in his way and not our way, the angels are already on assignment doing majority of the work. But we keep getting in the way of the angels because we're still in our natural eye instead of our spiritual eyes. But if we just turn it over to him, he has already taken care of the battle. Now we need to reap the rewards by being still and being faithful, he says. God bless you all.
Amen. That's powerful. That one rock is powerful right there. That's powerful. I like that. That was powerful. That was a right now word right there. I bear witness with my spirit. That one right there. Hallelujah. Amen. Boy, that was too powerful. Thank you, Sister Prophetess Toya. Thank you, Prophetess Rice. Right on time. Amen. Powerful. Word from the Lord. Hang on in there. Hold on. God is doing it. He's doing it in the right now for us. And that's what I'm talking about. It's people. Ooh-wee. That's right on time. Amen. I know that bear witness with your spirit, Apostle Maurice Simmons over there. I was right on time. I was right there, man of God. Yeah. God is doing something prophetically for his people. So we're thanking God for those prophetesses and prophets. Amen. Ooh, that was good. Amen. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is released and say to the church. So bless God for you all on today. Amen. Bless the Lord. All right, thank you, God. Thank God for today. Another powerful day that the Lord has released something to us all. And you all hold on in there, hang on in there. On to that. All right. We're going to go out with our commercial and thank you, God. Continue to stay in that powerful place in the Lord and let his perfect will be done. Have a phenomenal day in the Lord. We'll talk to you soon. And shalom in your court is my prayer for you on today.
Dr. LaRon Matthews would like to personally invite you to join Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries and LaRon Matthews Ministries for their weekly services as follows. Sunday morning, 7:30 a.m., it's Facebook Live.
Find the broadcast on LaRon Matthews Facebook page.
11 a.m., in-person and virtual worship experience at 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Tuesday night, 7 p.m., a powerful prophetic teaching in person and virtual.
Find this broadcast on the RFPIM Facebook page.
Dr. LaRon Matthews is also a licensed Christian counselor and life coach. If you desire counseling, please feel free to contact the office at 708-825-1988 or 877-912-2027 for rates and available time. To receive more about the ministry, you can visit the ministry website at www.werestoreyou.org.
That's www.werestoreyou.org.
God bless you.
years of celebration.
Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries 20th Year Church Celebration. It happens March 31st through April 2nd, 2023. You don't want to miss it. It kicks off Friday night, March 31st at 7 p.m. with Bishop Terrence L. Cooper Sr.
Christ Temple True Holiness Church of Gary, Indiana.
Saturday, April 1st at 10 a.m.
with Prophet Jermone Durant, Senior Pastor, Kingdom Makeover Ministries, Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Friday night service and the Saturday morning worship. We'll be here at RFPIM, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois.
Saturday night. It's a black tie gala honoring Dr. LaRon Matthews. Special guest, national recording artist, Paul Porter. Evangelist Natalie Caldwell Kirkpatrick. This will take place at Andorra Banquets and Catering, 1112 U.S. Highway 41, Shearville, Indiana, beginning at 6 p.m. until midnight. Your tickets are $70 for adults, $30 for children. $70 for adults, $30 for children. The best tickets you'll ever buy. Sunday morning, the 11 a.m. service will resume at RFPIM, 31 East 146th Street in Harvey, Illinois. Dr. LaRon Matthews is senior pastor. For more info, call 708-825-1988, 877-912-2027, or see any member of the RFPIM team. March 31st through April 2nd, the 20th church anniversary of Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry. Get your tickets now and be there.
Join Prophet LaRon Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to LaRon Matthews on Facebook and LaRon Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
You are not flesh and bone. You are not weak or slow. You're everything brave and bold, and you're fighting for us. You are not distant and cold. Your heart's not angry and closed. And even in ways
It's a celebration.
Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries 20th Year Church Celebration. It happens March 31st through April 2nd, 2023. You don't want to miss it. It kicks off Friday night, March 31st at 7 p.m. with Bishop Terrence L. Cooper, Sr.
Christ Temple True Holiness Church of Gary, Indiana.
Saturday, April 1st at 10 a.m.
with Prophet Jermone Durant, Senior Pastor, Kingdom Makeover Ministries, Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Friday night services and Saturday morning worship will be held at RFPIM, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois.
Saturday night.
It's a black tie gala honoring Dr. LaRon Matthews. Special guest, National Recording Artist, Paul Porter. Evangelist Natalie Caldwell Kirkpatrick. This will take place at Antora Banquets and Catering, 1112 U.S. Highway 41, Shearville, Indiana, beginning at 6 p.m. until midnight. Your tickets are $70 for adults, $30 for children. $70 for adults, $30 for children. The best tickets you'll ever buy. Sunday morning, the 11 a.m. service will resume at RFPIN, 231 East 146th Street in Harvey, Illinois. Dr. LaRon Matthews is senior pastor.
For more info, call 708-825-1988, 877-912-2027, or see any member of the RFPIM team.
March 31st through April 2nd, the 20th